Our 9 News Bronco Insider, Mike Liss, he's presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. He joins us now, and good morning, Michael. Tell us about George Payton.
Yeah, George Payton and Terry Fontenot with the Saints are going to have second interviews with the Broncos today. And George Payton is, as we've been saying all along, is clearly the most qualified candidate. He's been in the position, the right-hand man of Rick Spielman for 14 years in Minnesota. Before that, they were together with the Dolphins and the Bears. So he's been a right-hand man for a long time. He has the best knowledge of the salary cap, free agency, all the wire transactions, the complicated wire transactions there are. He is by far the most qualified and has been the last 4 or 5 years. He's been picky. He's been the top candidate for several jobs the last 4 or 5 years. He's either finished second at a couple of them. John Lynch kind of swooped in from Fox to take one job away from him with the 49ers a few years ago. He's withdrawn his name from the Jets and the Browns in recent years. A big reason why I think he's ready, why the Broncos appeal to him and why I don't believe he's going to bail out, so to speak, is, he's a Southern California guy. I think his wife is a Southern California native also. So this brings him a little closer to the West Coast. All the other jobs he was up for, Detroit, Chicago, that's Midwest and East. And I also think he's ready to kind of do it himself. So he's there. And then Terry Fontenot with the Saints, he can't come in person because the Saints are a playoff team. They're still alive, and there's COVID protocols. When you're taking those COVID tests, you can't travel and go to another team where they're not necessarily testing every day. So, he'll have his second virtual interview with the Broncos today. And the Broncos were very, very impressed with Terry Fontenot. I can see where they would want both, but I think Fontenot's going to get a GM job either with Atlanta, I think, wants him really bad to be their GM. He also interviewed with the Lions. So I think the Broncos, for all their issues, they've got two of the top guys. Payton, for sure, I think, is the most qualified GM candidate that, besides Caserio, I guess, of anyone out there.
So in these meetings, you said, hey, good meetings, and they've had good interviews. What are you trying to sell? Like, when you're talking to the Broncos, what do you have to sell for one of these GMs to secure that position and to make sure that Joe Ellis and John Elway feel they're the right guy to lead this franchise?
There were four common topics that Ellis and Elway and Fangio addressed when they interviewed him. One was just their general overall football philosophy. Another topic was leadership. Another was the roster. The roster of the Broncos roster. They went through the Broncos roster with all these candidates, and that's where Dave Ziegler, from what I understand, really. It really shined. He had great knowledge and great ideas on how to resolve the Broncos. But Bill Belichick stepped in and gave him quite a raise, from what I understand, and kind of a take it or leave it type offer. And Ziegler decided to stay, bird in the hand, so to speak. And then leadership, and then their overall. View on how to build, how to be successful in football. So those were the main topics. The GMs in turn asked three common questions. One was ownership. Two was John Elway role in all this. And three was, working with the coaching staff. I know Joe Ellis addressed the ownership by saying, look guys, Caserio got a 6-year deal for 5 a year, 5 or 6 a year, depending on which report you believe. And I don't think the Broncos want to go six, but I think they will go five. And whether it's Joe Ellis or Brittany Bolin or Jeff Bezos writing that check's going to clear. And as far as Elway's role, Elway has been part of these meetings. He's assuring them that, you know, while he wants to kind of be involved and he wants his opinion known on bigger issues like maybe the quarterback or coaching staff, he's going to ride off into the sunset. And the GM's going to have control. And then with the coaching staff, they you know, Fangio's part of the interviews. And I think there's a feeling that these last two candidates here, and Champ Kelly's not out of the mix, but I think Fangio and feels comfortable with both these candidates, Fontenot and Peyton, as far as working with them going forward.
Mike Liss, our 9 News Bronco insider, join us. What specifically are the Broncos looking for in a general manager, do you believe?
Well, I think Peyton, you know, I think they want someone that's going to bring energy to the building. You know, they're going to want, they did want an external set of eyes, external set of ideas. To turn this thing around. I mean, this team is in a slump. They're in a rut. And, they want someone to get them out of it. And that's the other thing about Peyton, why we've been saying all along he's the lead candidate. He steps into the chair. Fontenot is like two chairs removed from the GM chair where he's at. Champ Kelly is two chairs removed. Dave Ziegler was two chairs removed. Brian Stark was maybe three chairs removed. Peyton is one chair. He's at the right hand of Rick Spielman. And, he's, you know, he's kind of been the Matt Russell where he did a lot of the day to day duties of a GM. And, he'll command that building right away. George Peyton will, if he gets the job, if he takes the job.
All right.
If he doesn't, I think Terry Fontenot is, the Broncos are highly, highly impressed with him, and that's why he's getting a second interview.
All right. Great information, Mike. Great information. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it, guys.
Our 9 News Bronco Insider, Mike Liss, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.